Are you aware, has the NSA ever done surveillance on members of Congress or other elected American officials?
We are not aware of any such. And one of the things we learned in our review is that there's no targeting by the NSA of people because of their political views or their religious convictions or their political party. So in terms of concretely some details, we may not have precise questions that every one of which we have off the top of the mind answers to, but politics, religion, political views, that's not what they're interested in.
Just one small thing. We're talking about in recent years. We're not talking about back in the 60s and 70s when there's a different history about intelligence agencies doing things that got exposed.
No, I mean in current years. Although I do want to clarify, Professor Sunstein, one thing you said about religious views. I assume you would agree that a commitment to jihad would not qualify as a religious view and indeed would be a political position and embrace of violence that merits very close scrutiny to prevent that violence from being
carried
out.
Yes, if there's a reason to believe the person is threatening to the United States, that would not fall within protected religious belief.